So we are at Herne Hill Velodrome for the Halloween cyclocross event, which has been subtitled the Muddy Hell, and you can see why. So we've just walked all the way around the Velo track. So what's taking place here basically is a floodlit event, which is cyclocross, cross country, and there's a course which doesn't take in the velodrome track. It circumnavigates the old track here at Herne Hill and takes in the middle as well. There's a course that's laid out, various obstacles. So I see a couple of riders going wheel to wheel over some ramps. I don't know what the exact length is of the circuit or how long it takes to complete a lap, but there's been a whole series of events taking place here this evening, from the juniors race earlier on, and I think currently it's the vets race, and then we've got the main action with the serious riders coming up quite soon. This has been organised splendidly, as ever, by VCL, Velo Club Lanvre, with also some expert help from the guys at Rollerpalooza. There's some track racing bikes and some sessions taking place near to the beer tent. It does seem booze and bikes is the main theme here. A lot of it's also fancy dress, some incredible, wacky, crazy Halloween fancy dress costumes. Most of the riders are actually competing, you know, in various masks or wearing makeup. And this has been good, this has been very, very impressive. I don't think I'm quite really a cyclocross rider. I don't think I really am a track rider either. There's one particularly nasty big drop out towards the Velo entrance, where it's at least 10 feet going, dropping down. So I just know from past experience out on the roads, I would jam my brakes, get in all sorts of a mess and skid off and cause a bit of a collision. So I have every respect for the riders that are going past now. It's a really weird effect. The track has got some floodlights in place, but I wouldn't call it totally lit up. But all the riders have some extremely powerful bike lights, both on themselves and also, well, on the bikes and also on their helmets. And the way they're done, it's like two lights per helmet. And it's like the bicycling version of Orbital. So anybody who's seen Orbital play live with their headlights, it's like the two Hartnell brothers spinning around on the bikes, going round and round and round. The bell's gone, so there's going to be some action near the finish line. I'm going to head down there, see what's going off, and probably also get some mulled cider in. Fireworks already? I thought it was Halloween. Anyway, good fun down here at Herne Hill.